Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Supreme Radio. Today is going to be a philosophical show. I'm going to be joined in just a moment by strongman competitor Jans Footed. We're going to talk about the human strength continuum. Are we reaching our end? And then we're going to be joined all the way from the UK by Predator Nutrition owner Reggie Joao to make the formal announcement that Thrive Advanced Protein is now available in the UK and the EU. But that's a little bit later in the show. But let's get right away started here. Jans Footed, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So before we talk about this philosophical discussion here, let's talk about you. Give a little background. First of all, you did serve in the Marines. I want to thank you for your service, first of all. How did you get into physical culture?
I'm not gonna try, I'm not gonna lie and try to make it sound cooler than it actually is. It was when I was a teenager and,
Yeah, Jans, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. All right.
Oh yeah, I can
so
hear
you. So when I was a teenager, World's Strongest Man was playing on ESPN2, I believe it was at the time. So I was watching that and my dad had some weights and started working out and just mimicking whatever I could on the show. That's how I started out. I think I was about 12 or 13 years old. Since then, it's just evolved from there. As you said, when I was in the Marines, that's when I started getting wind of things like TNation.com. So they had guest article writers on there. Charles Poliquin was one of them, and I believe his article was called Ask the Master. So that caught my eye. I found out that he was hosting courses where he was teaching his information. So when I got out in 2009, I went straight into one of his courses, my PICP level one. And the great thing about taking his courses, besides the information being shared there, is networking with all of these coaches from around the world, getting in touch with all these other strength coaches, all these amazing athletes and things like that. So from there is really where I started sinking my teeth into this whole physical culture thing, getting in touch with all these people. Since then, I've been able to travel the world and actually learn and intern from amazing athletes and coaches alike. And that's where it all started from.
Did you have any insecurities as a kid that attracted you to wanting to be strong? When you watch those World's Strongest Men, I mean, I definitely grew up with some real severe insecurities that is why I love being strong now, because it sets me apart from the rest of the population. But was that your story, or were you just thinking, wow, it would really be cool to be that strong?
Yeah, I'm not sure actually how deep down the rabbit hole you want to go with this. Like I said, my formal education is in psychology, and that's actually a really big motivator for me behind the physical culture is the sports psychology aspect of it all. So yeah, again, I'm not going to try to make myself sound like anything. There were definitely some insecurities there. One thing that you learn in psychology is that we're all born with a specific type of temperament. And, so one of my aspects of my temperament is I can be pretty timid. I grew up, you know, picked on like a lot of people in physical culture. In fact, you know, one of the biggest examples that stands out in my mind is Dave Tate in his book. I believe it's called Under the Bar. It's really similar, in fact. So yeah, myself, there was a lot of timidness, a lot of fear and things like that. And as I've progressed through my strength training, that's one of my biggest goals is to try to eliminate fear, you know, eliminate the fear response I have in me when
I have a feeling that there are loads of people in the audience that can relate to that. I grew up in Bed-Stuy. I was picked on as a kid. I can't tell you the number of times I came home without my sneakers because someone literally stole my brand new sneakers right off of my feet. And
right.
My father signed me up for the Police Athletic League boxing program, where I was just this scared kid. I was bigger than most of the kids, but I was scared of everybody. Until one day, I'll never forget it. I was sparring with a kid named Tommy Torres, and I hit him with an uppercut, and I lifted him off the ground and onto his back, and I couldn't believe I did that. I thought, oh my God, like, first of all, I felt bad for doing it because he was my friend, but then I was like, did I really just do that? And my father lectured me after that, and he said, look, he goes, you're a lot stronger than you think you are. You're just still a puppy. I never forget that word. He said, you're still a puppy. You got a lot of growing to do. But I think that everybody in this audience has a half a dozen stories like that where then they thought, I'm going to change my outcome. I'm going to change my fate. I'm going to get strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that's the cool thing about it is that's when you have to acquire strength, like you and I had to acquire the strength that we have, it's appreciated much differently than the kids that are strong when we're young, you know. And one of the sayings I teach my kids and I try to teach all my clients is only the weak pick on the weaker. So yeah. All those kids that were strong when we were young picking on everybody, they're the ones that grow up and they're typically weak. They stay weak the rest of their lives because they're weak people inside and out. And then the people like, you know, they have to acquire their strength. They have to develop and they appreciate it more and they don't use it, you know, the same way that the kids did when we were young.
Okay, a little plug for you. So you and I are actually going to hang out this Saturday for my birthday because you're coming to Louisville to compete and so is your wife, right?
Yeah, actually. my wife is the athlete. She's more of the superstar than I am. She's a freak.
What's her name?
Trish Footit.
Okay. All right, so you both are coming here to compete at 4th Street Live. It's an outdoor strongman event. I'm so excited because we're going to come hang out and watch you guys.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah, it starts pretty early as far as rules and things like that go, but it's going to go all day, so show up anytime. Don't feel pressured to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, I won't. Don't worry about that because we're staying out late. I do not stay out late, but we're not eating dinner until 8:45 that night. So Elisa said, are you going to drink? I said, probably. And she's like, oh, my God, you're staying up late and you're going to drink. What are we in store for? So let's see.
Yeah, I hope I'm not a bad influence on you.
Nah, you're not. Okay, so let's talk about this topic at hand. This is something I've pondered for a long time, and I'm sure you have as well. We are seeing records broken today that are substantially larger records than I think any of us ever thought possible in the acquisition of greater strength, which is a very, very noble acquisition. We see people like Tiny Meeker bench pressing over 1,000 pounds. I don't care if it is with a shirt. People go, oh, he's benching in a shirt. Okay, you put the shirt on and get stapled to the bar by 1,000 pounds sometime. We see Olympic lifters like Leonid Terenenkos, clean and jerking 588.5 pounds. Folks, I mean, I remember how stoked I was when I deadlifted 600 pounds. I just moved it from the ground up to my hips. This guy's throwing it and pushing it over his head. So back in the day, the fathers of physical culture, never thought we'd be able to bench press over 800 pounds, you know? Mm-hmm. All the people of yesterday, I think we talked about this off the air, you and I, when Henry Ford created the Model A, it was so hard to drive that car that he said, automobiles will never be able to go over 60 miles an hour because the human brain is not capable of reacting fast enough. Now today we have Indy drivers that are going around tracks at 200 miles an hour, and I don't care if the cars are better. You still have to realize that our ability to push the human condition to newer and higher envelopes of performance is unparalleled. We don't even think about it anymore. So, but is there, in the strength continuum, are we possibly nearing the end? Are we going to see an 800-pound clean and jerk in the next 20, 30 years? Are we going to see a 1,500-pound bench press in the next 30 or 40 years? Or are we really getting to the point where our physical ability is starting to get maxed out? What's your opinion?
Yeah, so when we started talking about this a few days ago, you know, when we're asked this question, where are we on the human potential? I think that we all tend to get locked into a pretty linear form of thinking. And so we start thinking about things like powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting. We start thinking about those movements that are easy to look at. They're easy to understand, like a deadlift. Can you pick up 2,000 pounds or can you not pick up 2,000 pounds? But I've been thinking about this question the entire week ever since we started talking about it, and I got to realizing that, you know, strength is relative. That, again, that's something I try to teach to everybody. Strength is relative. So it's a fallacy if we start trying to get locked into thinking about the human potential as only expressed by either weightlifting or powerlifting. There are so many other ways that the human potential can be expressed, and there are so many different types of people to express it in, that, you know, the short answer is no. We are nowhere near seeing human potential expressed to its limit. The long answer is, you know, going into all these reasons why. Like I said, I've been thinking about it all week, and ever since I started thinking about it, I've had these things pop up on the internet and Facebook, things like that, that just support my case. So again, I'm not sure how deep you want to get into it.
No, let's get deep. Let's get deep, because we have a very intellectual audience here, so.
Alright, so. when I was up at Risto Sports, Ivan Rojas, Gwen Risto, an Olympic weightlifting community or gym up there in New Hampshire, Maine area, and shared with me a ton of stuff. And one of the things that was very interesting that he shared with me was the men's progress versus the women's progress. So getting into human potential, again, we get very linear thinking about this, and we start thinking about the men, you know, the heaviest men, the super heavyweights in powerlifting or weightlifting, but we fail to think about all the other men, the lighter men, or even the women. And so I want to share with you just some random numbers. I picked two weight classes, the men and the women, in the senior weightlifting. I just picked two random weight classes that were really similar. So we have the men's 77 kg class and the women's 75 kg class. Now, from 2002 to 2013, all right, the world record total increased only by 3 kilograms, all right, so about 6 to 7 pounds over a span of 11 years, all right, the total increased only 3 kilograms. So, yeah, you look at that and you're like, okay, so for the men's 77 kilogram class, It's not moving very fast. So is the human potential being reached? But if you take a look at the women, this is something that Ivan told me when I was up there that caught my ears, was that the women are kicking men's butts. So if you look at the women's 75 kilogram class, which, you know, it's 2 kilograms lighter than the men are allowed to weigh, from 2004 to 2011, that's only a span of 7 years. All right. So they have 4 years less, according to the records posted on IWF.com, in only 7 years, 4 years less than the men, their total increased 24 kilograms.
But can't that be explained, because this is not a new class, but this is a class that's attracting a lot of new athletes. So can it be said that we've squeezed a lot out of the heavyweight class, because that traditionally a group of people that gravitate towards this sport, but now we have a new attraction into these lighter weight and especially women. So aren't we just starting to see the progression in those groups just because we have, it's relatively new group? Could it be explained that way?
But it still impacts the question, are we reaching the human potential? So if we have a sport like weightlifting and you want to argue that it wasn't getting a lot of spotlight in the early 2000s and that it's now attracting more people, well, that's just helping my case that we have yet to see we're not even close to the human potential, because you have all these people that are out there and now they're being attracted to this sport for whatever reason, be it attention or money or whatever, and we're starting to see that these totals are going up. It just helps my case that we're nowhere close to seeing the end of human potential. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, absolutely. You're right. And I agree with you, because now we're going to attract people that never would have thrown their hat in the ring, and we're going to see almost like shifting to second gear now. Let's say the past 50 years was first gear, let's just say. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Your example of the, go ahead.
No. Finish your thought, and then we're going to take a break. Finish your thought.
It's like your example about the first car versus where we are now. You know, before the car, nobody had the imagination, but now when they started making cars and people started making cars, you get all these influences from around the world, and look where we are now today with Formula One racing. So the more attention it brings out, the more potential we're going to see broken.
I want to take a break. Before I go into this break, I want to mention something. There are people listening to this interview right now that think this has nothing to do with them. But the fact that we're talking about human progression This speaks to everything, including aging. I just said this to Elisa this morning. We are seeing humans doing things never thought before possible. We are seeing tightrope walkers walking across the highest buildings in the world. It's just amazing what human beings are doing. It's a celebration of humanity, quite frankly. And we're seeing it in aging too. We're seeing 70 and 80 year old people deadlifting 250, 300 pounds. We're seeing 70 and 80 year old people living thriving lives without disease. This is all part of this human continuum. We are getting better as humans. We're talking about one aspect of it, but this bleeds over into a lot of areas. Intelligence, strength, performance, aging, everything. I want everybody to stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Jan's Footed.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, One of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
S-T-E-D.
C.
D.
Welcome back.
Okay.
So we're talking right now with Jan's Footed. We're talking about the continuum of human strength. How far can we go? I mean, I subscribe to this idea, Jance, that once someone does something, everybody does it. I don't think
exactly.
A lot of people like to say it's the sum of human consciousness. I think it's just a matter of being able to believe that you could do something. If you see someone do something that previously was thought not to be capable, then all of a sudden it moves into the realm of doability for anybody who believes that if they work hard enough, they will achieve it as well. So every time somebody adds a pound to the bar, someone else is going to add a pound to the bar. You subscribe to that idea too?
Definitely. And it's one thing I try to stress in my gym is that, you know, the quickest way to get everybody in your gym squatting 500 pounds is bring in more people that squat 500 pounds.
Right. Right. If you see somebody do it, right.
Yeah. And, you know, it reminds me, what you're saying, it reminds me of when I was listening to Bill Kazmaier talk at Swiss last year up in Canada. And one thing he said was that it was the hardest thing being the strongest guy in the world because nobody's ever been there before. He had to, you know, continue trying to figure out how to add those pounds to the bar, how to make himself stronger. Nobody knew what to tell him what to do because he was the strongest guy in the world for such a long time. So, yeah, I mean, when you're at the top or if you've never seen it done before, it's definitely going to be hard. And, you know, that's just more reason to give the people respect that do push these poundages, that break these world records, no matter how they're doing it. If nobody's ever done it before, you have to give them the respect for treading on ground where nobody has walked before.
So let's talk about this guy, Leonid Taranenkos. Do you know who he is? You know him? You know who he is? I don't know much
well,
about
I don't
him
know personally.
No. I know that. I mean, like I never knew who he was until I searched for the world record heaviest clean and jerk. Does that record was set back in 1999, I believe. Has anyone broken it?
No, I think it was actually back in the 80s, 88 maybe, or earlier in the 80s. No, it's still technically the most lifted clean and jerk in competition. I think that it doesn't stand as an official record anymore. Yeah, 1988. It doesn't stand as an official record anymore because every time they restructure the weight classes, the records get wiped out.
Interesting. But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, definitely a freak lift. And the story behind it, as far as I can understand, was that it was all driven off of a bet or money. It wasn't actually according to a training plan. I think Medvedev was one of his coaches at the time, or one of the coaches in control. And it was him and two other coaches, from what I understand, and his lifts were just based off of a bet, is from my understanding, and they were actually supposed to go to 270 kilograms for his lift. I think 266 or 266.5 was the one that is the heaviest.
Right.
And they were supposed to go to 270, but he ran out of time.
Yeah, because he did a 266.5 prior to this. And then he did 267.5, which at that point in time was the heaviest. But okay, so speaking back to the, you know, have we exhausted? Have we reached the pinnacle of human strength? No one has clean and jerked that amount of weight in how many years since the 80s? So we're talking about 20 something years. Why hasn't someone broken that record if in fact, people are continuing to get stronger and better?
Well, again, you have to stop thinking about it as black and white like that. You have to stop thinking about just the super heavyweights and the most lifted. Strength is increasing for everybody across the board. Now, at the super heavyweight level, why are we not touching it? I mean, there are just so many variables. You can't answer it, with one answer. It's not like all the time. That guy, for him to be recruited for weightlifting and trained properly, for everything to go exactly the way it was supposed to go that one day. I mean, there are hundreds of variables that went into that.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for nowadays, is there might be a guy out there that's as strong or stronger than him, but he's not being recruited for weightlifting. He's not being trained.
Right.
All these things just have to fall into place and everything has to come together perfectly. And that, again, that's what makes these records, these moments so special, is that it's a freak thing to happen. So it's not to say that there are not guys out there as strong or stronger than him. It's just to say that it's not being caught. Like these things are not falling into place probably like it did for that one moment in history.
Yeah. Again, I say this. I mean, I got excited when I deadlifted 600 pounds. I thought, holy crap. Like, I am a very, very small percentage of the population. And then this guy puts it over his head. I mean, it's
ridiculous.
It's when you really think about it, anybody who's deadlifted a heavy weight knows how hard it is to get that hinge moving and get that weight up. And then imagine this guy, he moves it with such velocity that he's able to catch it on his shoulders in a squatted position and then stand up with it, which is basically a front squat. And then throw it over his head. I mean, when I think about that, we're talking about bone crushing weight. This is the kind of weight that just crushes bones. And to see a human being do that, it makes me want to rejoice. I don't know if I'm a geek or a nerd or a schmo or what, but I'm like, oh my God, that is amazing. I want to applaud human beings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, just recently, Brian Shaw lifted that Atlas stone. I think it was 555 pounds, which is pretty close to that weight, but in a stone form, just roll it up his body and throw it over a bar.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I met Brian at a couple years ago. I was lucky enough, Patrick Rogers, who works with American Strongman Corporation, introduced me to him in Las Vegas a few years ago at the Olympia. Just the nicest guy. And, I saw him walking through McCarran International Airport, like towering above everybody. And as he moved, you could see the wave of like the sea of people just parting, and he just walked right through them. But what a gentleman. What a nice guy. Okay. So your opinion is we will see these records broken when the time is right, when the moments, all the stars line up, we're going to see these records broken again.
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest barrier that we have to seeing these things, I think the biggest barrier is the psychological aspect. Again, once you get up to these numbers, there's not like a handful of guys that have done it before and can tell you that everything's going to be all right. I mean, you got to throw that weight over your head and hope everything goes all right.
When Mike Miller squatted, and I may get this wrong, 1224 in a full meet, he did a deadlift, he did a bench, and he did a squat. We talked about it on the show many, many years ago. He told us on the show that he was actually going to see a hypnotist towards the end because, he needed to have that calmness in his mind and kind of, and disconnect from the fact that he had 1,224 pounds on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about the psychological aspect of this, I know the heavier and heavier the weight gets for me, my level of angst goes up because I'm worried I'm going to blow something, tear something, break something. But the chatter in my head goes up. I call it the noise in my head. It's almost like there's a bunch of kids in a dorm room having a party, blasting music in my head, and I have a hard time focusing. And so getting past that and getting in that zone where all of a sudden Wade Johnson talks about it when he broke 1,040, when he squatted 1,040. He said all he heard was the commands from the judges. He didn't hear any of the yelling. He didn't hear any of the screaming. He didn't hear his kids cheering. He didn't hear anything. All he heard was, squat, press, whatever they say at the end. That's it. That's all he remembers hearing. So real athletes have this ability to lock everything out and be singularly focused on the task and nothing else. That's as much of the strength that they have as their physical strength itself. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. Many of us in this audience, especially if you're up in age like me, are suffering from lumbar spine compressions that are causing all sorts of problems. You want to know what the single best exercise is for the lumbar spine? Not only is it the best exercise, but it could actually reverse the compression damage and stenosis. I'm excited about this. I actually talked to my good friend, Dr. William Seeds, who's an orthopedic surgeon, and he said, Carl, I told you about this years ago. Get with the program and you can reverse this damage. This is exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Boxing Ladies. Jimmy. Welcome back. We're talking with Strongman Jance Footit. We're talking about the continuum of human strength. So I think you have a closing statement you want to talk about performance, right?
Right. I think it's a good, story to close out on, kind of wraps everything up when we were just talking about, the psychological barriers to break. I got to give credit to, one of my coaches, Andre Benoit, up in Canada, for sharing this story with me and, you know, looked it up and researched it. And I think it just wraps everything up nicely. I don't know if you ever heard about the story of, Cliff Young, a potato farmer in Australia.
No.
Okay. So there was a race across the, there was a big race in Australia. It's kind of like an ultra marathon. And, it takes 6 days to complete. And, well, it took 6 days for everybody to complete before Cliff showed up back in 1983. All right. Cliff is, he was 61 years old, show up wearing overalls and boots. Nobody thought he was a competitor, but he signed up, and to everybody's surprise, he took off when everybody took off. Now, like I said before, this race, it took about 6 days for everybody to complete before Cliff showed up. So after the first day, they go through, they make sure all the racers are accounted for, nobody's missing, but they can't find Cliff. All right, so they retrace the steps, they still can't find him. The search party continues throughout the rest of the days. So second day goes on, they still can't find him. Third day goes on, they still can't find him. Turns out that I want to say he completed the race in a little over 4 days, almost 5 days. So almost a full day, over a full day quicker than anybody had completed this race before, the 61-year-old potato farmer.
In boots and overalls.
And the only thing I want to say, the only thing that he took with him was a bag of pumpkin seeds for nourishment, whereas everybody else had to take these, you know, water and all these other fat sources and things like that. Because, and the message behind this is that he didn't know how to run the race. All right. Everybody that came before him, they knew how to run the race. They showed up with all these provisions. They knew they had to sleep at least 6 hours a night, and they could only go so far during the day. And they had to sleep, you know, otherwise they would burn out and they couldn't complete the race. So these guys before him, they all knew how to run the race. Cliff showed up and he didn't know anything. He just did it according to how he knew he felt. All right. He said that, his experience for the race came from, you know, herding 2,000 sheep on 2,000 acres. And so he'd be out there for days at a time without sleep, making sure that all these sheep were accounted for.
Wow.
So yeah. And so what happened is he finished the race quicker than anybody else. And they were all asking him how he did it. And he told them that, you know, he didn't sleep most of the nights. And when he did sleep, it might be for an hour or two, and he'd get up and he'd start walking again. And so to everybody's amazement, you know, he did it completely different than everybody else because he didn't know how to do it like everybody else knew how to do it. And so after he won that race first place in 1983, then everybody else started coming in 5 days, 4 days, so on and so
forth.
Yeah,
they started doing it the way Cliff did.
You didn't have to sleep 6 hours.
Yeah, they started doing it the way Cliff did it. So, but basically he was not confined by preconceived notions about how to do the race.
Exactly.
Amazing story.
Yeah, I would definitely. I did a horrible job telling it.
No, you did
a job telling it.
You did a good job.
Go look him up.
Yeah, I mean, you did a great job. And you know what? We've all experienced this phenomenon. How many times have you loaded the bar with what you thought was, I don't know, 275 pounds, only to find out it was 285 or 290? But because you believed it was 275, mm-hmm. you did your workout with it only to recount and go, oh my God, that was 20 pounds more than I thought it was. I never knew I could do that. That's happened to people.
Yeah, that's a technique used by some strength coaches. They have custom bumper plates made. They're all the same size and same color, but they all weigh differently. So the athlete doesn't know what's actually on the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great story. I want to move so we can stay in this segment, because then when we come back, I want to talk about your gym and a piece of equipment that you designed. So you knew about my lumbar spine compression, and you were generous enough to send me a link to a digital motion x-ray of a particular exercise, and the x-ray shows when performing this exercise, it actually blows the discs back up and pumps the discs back up, reversing lumbar spine compression. I was amazed. Talk about it.
All right, so I'm going to stay very structured for this because it's the reverse hyper, machine made by Louis Simmons, the West Side Barbell. I have the greatest amount of respect for Louis, and I don't want to tread on anything. So everything I'm going to say about this machine, I took directly from the website, and I'm not going to summarize or paraphrase anything. But also I heard you earlier saying that it's the single best exercise for the lumbar, and I don't want to go on record saying that. I'm not an authority on low back pain, and I believe that the best exercise for anybody is going to be the best exercise for that one specific person. I think everything has to be individualized, especially when you're talking about something like a low back injury.
Right.
There are just too many nerve endings and small muscles down there that I can't say anything is the single best exercise, but yeah, this reverse hyper is amazing. Since I've had mine for a few years, I've recommended it to a handful of friends and people, and they've all come back. They've ended up buying their own unit because it's just an amazing thing to have to do every day. But as far as the reverse hyper, again, I'm taking this straight off the West Side Barbell website. It works the muscles of the lumbar region, the apaxial muscles, inner spinals, connecting adjacent spacious processes of the intramuscular salus. It works through one of the best reasons why it works is because it works through active decompression. All right, it takes the benefits of static decompression and includes the benefits of activating the nervous system through the muscle contractions, which improves the circulation and tissue regeneration factors, as you saw in that the digital motion x-ray.
And I'm gonna post this digital motion x-ray on my blog between today and tomorrow, because anybody who has lumbar spine compression and stenosis and is worried about it needs to know about this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It is a fantastic exercise. For prehab, for strengthening, for rehab. There are several different actual machines of the reverse hyper. In fact, I want to say there's like a $30,000 or $40,000 version of it where it's all hydraulically operated so that people that can't move their low back, it gets them up on the table, and then it puts them in position and takes them through the range of motion without them having to do too much on their own.
Oh.
Just because the motion, you know, the motion itself is good. Even if you can't do it by contracting your own muscles, just having your legs taken through that range of motion is so beneficial.
So do you think that you need – okay, so I tried it yesterday. My gym doesn't have a reverse hyper, but I found one of those CrossFit hyperextension stations where they use in CrossFit where you go all the way back, like you actually go reverse with your spine and then come back up and do a sit-up with it. I actually used it in reverse. I put my hands where your feet are supposed to go. I put my hips on that big round pad, and I didn't use any weight. I just did it with body weight. And I can tell you unabashedly that my back felt different after just doing three sets of 15 of that. I felt more activation in my lower back muscles than I've ever felt before. And glutes, obviously, but that lower, it's almost like a 6-inch area of the lower back that is destroyed from sitting all day long, never mind squatting and deadlifting.
Right. Yeah, I think you're talking about the glute ham raise.
Is that not the same thing as a reverse hyper?
No, the machine that you said you found in your CrossFit gym or the CrossFit piece of equipment, I believe
yes,
you're talking about
yes,
the glute ham
yes,
raise
yes,
with the two
exactly.
pads. Right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you can. I have one in my gym as well, and you can definitely do close to the motion of the reverse hyper. But what you're missing out on is that your legs swinging forward and fully taking advantage of decompressing that spine.
Yes.
With the glute ham raise, with the glute ham raise, your legs are going to stop perpendicular to the floor, which doesn't give you the most decompression in your low spine.
So if I lift my feet a little bit, if I bend my knees a little bit, I can then go full range of motion on that until I'm actually going to order, Dr. Bill Seeds, who's been telling me about this movement for 2 years now, had one made for his personal home gym. And he just gave me the guy's information. I'm going to have one made. It's not a big machine. It doesn't take up a lot of space. It's kind of square looking, quite frankly.
Yeah, maybe about a 4x foot square foot.
Yeah. So how important is adding weight to the movement, you think, in the process of rehabilitating the lumbar spine?
Adding weight, yeah, I would definitely say it's crucial. Again, that's one thing you're not going to get mimicking the movement on the glute ham raise is the weight swings you forward. And then you have, depending on the weight that you have on the swing bar, you have to contract to bring that back up. So the level of contraction is going to affect the, you know, the fluids coming in and out of the low back area.
Right.
So yeah, the weight is a big part of it.
Okay. So there you go. If you have lumbar spine compression, check my blog. It'll be up there later today or tomorrow. Look at this digital x-ray. This was done by Louis Simmons' group up at Westside Barbell. Look at the discs in this spine as they go through this motion, and a light bulb will go off in your head and you'll go, oh my God, I need to be doing these. And I'll tell you something else. If you don't have lumbar spine compression, and you don't want to get lumbar spine compression because you currently squat and deadlift very, very heavy and you sit in a chair for hours a day, you need to start doing the reverse hyper now to keep those discs healthy. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, Jance, I want to talk about your gym, but also you have just created your own unique piece of equipment. I want to ask you why and what it does, okay?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops could improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back. So, Jan's footed is dedicated to physical culture. He's not only a competitive strongman. I think you've even done some Highland Games. I think there's a picture of you in a kilt on your web on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, I do Highland Games as well as strongman right now.
Yeah, but you also are a very cerebral strongman. You've actually come up with your own piece of equipment. Why? What was missing from the plethora of training equipment out there that you felt that you needed to come up with your own piece of equipment?
All right, so posterior chain is my favorite thing to train. and I was looking around. You have the reverse hyper. You have the 45-degree back extension. You've got the glute ham raise where you can do sort of back extensions. And I didn't see anything that locked you into an upright position from the waist down, so that you could lean forward and have a direct training effect on your low back. All the things that you do standing up, like good mornings, RDLs, things like that, your butt has to shoot out as the weight goes down to create a leverage. And so your glutes and your hamstrings get recruited. Your low back gets an indirect training effect.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I worked with Rick Davis at Edge Training Edge Fitness Systems. He's up in Ohio. I sent him my idea, and essentially it's a standing back extension. It locks your ankles in, it puts a pad in front of your hips, it lets you go forward all the way, and your weight from the waist down, you stay completely vertical. It takes the glutes and the hamstrings, not completely out, but it takes them out by a large degree, and now your low back gets a direct training effect. I don't want to step over any boundaries here, but I think it's a great synergistic exercise with the reverse hyper.
So won't some people say that's putting your lower back at risk?
Yes, some people will say that. Fortunately, I'm really good friends with some very smart people. One of them is Dr. Eric Serrano. And I actually designed this with his input. I showed him the prototype, and he said that, yeah, definitely you don't want to do this with anybody who might be prone to an injury in that area or who may be currently suffering from an injury in that area. But the low back is definitely something, like you pointed out, that we all need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
The more you pay attention to it beforehand, the better off you are. You know, you're probably not going to get an injury or something like that in that area.
In fact, it's been my experience that people who have lower back pain, that pain tends to dissipate when they start to actually do things that recruit the posterior chain and make the lower back stronger.
Exactly.
Okay, so if I'm locked into this machine, ankles are locked in, pad is against my hips, everything's adjusted, would I be pulling weight with it? How do I use this machine, or am I just using body weight and basically folding like a jackknife?
Okay, so If you guys go to my training facility's Facebook page, it's called Five Rings Barbell. I just put up a video of me demonstrating several exercises on the prototype machine. So the one that you see me doing the exercises on is the prototype. I also have up there a photo album of the final version that just got completed. I don't have it on me, but it's, like I said, Rick Davis up there, he has it. So anyways, out of these several different exercises you see me doing, you see me doing things that I would have somebody do for prehab, you know, to before they get injured, if they're weak in that area. And then you also see me doing some exercises that I would do that I would say strengthen the low back. So yes, no weight or very little weight you can do as a prehab. You can do prehab movements. You can do them in certain ways. You can either keep the upper body completely straight, or you can round at the low back, sort of like Jefferson deadlifts, rounded back deadlifts. Or you can do things that'll strengthen the low back area. I have on there, I have yoke safety squat bars on my back going forward and doing sort of a good morning variation. But again, the glute is not shooting out to create leverage. So you can do both, but, I would never go very, very heavy in this again, because it's directly training the low back. You're not able to recruit the big muscles to move big weights.
Right.
So I would never go very heavy in this.
And that's the number 5 rings barbell on Facebook, you said, right?
Five rings barbell. Yes.
I'm there right now. It says that it's in Braselton, Georgia.
Braselton, Georgia. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm at the right website. Okay. All right. Good. I'm actually liking the page right now.
All right.
Okay. So now let's talk about the gym itself. You live in Texas, right?
No, I'm sorry. That's just where my cell phone is. I've only had one cell phone number my entire life.
You know what? It's so confusing since cell phones. I talk to people in California. They got Jersey numbers. I'm like, oh, you're in Jersey. No, I'm in Los Angeles. Ever since cell phones, the area codes mean nothing now. Okay. So you're actually in Braselton, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay. Talk about the gym. Do people have to come to the gym to train with you? Do you do any online clients?
No, I don't do online clients. So I opened this summer. I'm not technically open right now, but it's what I guess you would call a semi-private training facility. You come here for a goal in mind, and I train you for that goal. The one thing that's different about my gym that I think a lot of people are actually going to start adopting from the feedback that I'm getting is that to be trained at my facility, you have to be signed up for a competition. You have to be a competing athlete. Now, that doesn't mean that I only train football players, basketball players. What it means is that if you are a regular person and you want to come in and your goal is body composition or something like that, well, we are going to sign you up for a competition that fits around your goals. And the reason being is because of the huge psychological benefit of actually putting your name down on paper, having people expecting to see you show up on a specific day and perform.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're trying to reach goals, that's critical to progress. So that makes really a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Do you have a website besides the Facebook page?
It's 5ringsbarbell.com. It's under construction right now. It's not fully up yet, but it is there.
So people should really just go to your Facebook page. It's the number 5ringsbarbell. Go there and like it now. And we're going to keep in touch with Jance because we're going to have him on the show again. Jance, I want to thank you.
Okay.
For coming on the show today. This has been an interesting discussion, and also for sharing the information that Louis Simmons put out there about the reverse hyper with me and the audience, because I think there's a lot of people out there that are going to benefit from the reverse hyper who suffer from stenosis and lumbar spine compression, which strikes our audience.
Yeah, it amazes me, actually, how many people don't know about it. It's been around for a while, and it's such an amazing thing.
Well, you know, information travels at the rate of what people are interested in. You know what I mean? So it's not until you get a spine compression that all of a sudden you become interested in things that help that, unfortunately. And then I'll see you Saturday night for dinner, you and your lovely wife.
So yes, it sounds good. I'll see you at the competition, actually.
Yeah, we'll be there in the afternoon sometime. But listen, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll definitely have you back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Jance. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then hopefully we'll be back with Reggie Joao from the UK. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Nobel Prize
Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SH. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Little shameless pimping. I've got my buddy Reggie Joao from Predator Nutrition on with us all the way from the UK. How you doing, Reggie? Reggie, can you hear me? We have a bad internet connection, it says, with Reggie. Oh, we're going to try again. Sit tight. There we go. We're reconnecting. Anyway, while that's making its dancing noise, we'll have Reggie on here in just a second, hopefully. We have a big announcement, and that is that Thrive Advanced Protein will be available in the UK and Europe, thanks to Predator Nutrition. And this is very exciting to me because everybody that I know, across the pond and in Europe, who wants Thrive, and there's a lot of people who say, look, we want to order Thrive, but we can't because the shipping is more expensive than the actual product itself. They all say, why can't you get set up with Predator Nutrition? We already buy product from Predator Nutrition. So we've asked Reggie, and he's looked around, and obviously he's checked some of the responses we've seen on Facebook from people saying I'd order it if I could get it from Predator, and he's agreed to bring it in. And I was hoping to have him on the line because I think he's going to do something special for a pre-sale. But as it would happen, we have some technical difficulties. I can't wait for my digital multiplexer to come back from repair so we could just use good old-fashioned landline telephone again instead of Skype, because it's really been a nightmare having to depend on Skype, quite frankly. But with that, I'm looking to see if we're going to have Reggie on. Just sit tight for a second longer. Maybe not. Doesn't look like it. Looks like he's, for some reason, he's disconnected. Let's see here. We had him for a second, and then he dropped. There's a problem with the internet connection between the two of you. Hold on while we try to get the call back. It's not going to happen. Needless to say, we're excited because we have a lot of people in Europe, in the UK that want to buy Thrive, and now you will. You'll be able to buy it at PredatorNutrition.com. And once they get their shipment in, we'll let everybody know. But in the meantime, Reggie said he's going to have a pre-sale. So instead of wasting everybody's time trying to get connected with Reggie, why don't we just say this? I'm going to get in touch with Reggie by email, and we will post the pre-sale information. Oh, wait a second. It says he's online now. Hold on. Let's see. Try it one more time. And cross off fingers. And it says there's a bad line. Let's see. Okay, hold on. Reggie, you there?
Yes, I am, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Technical difficulties abound, but we got you. Okay, so I was just vamping for a while and explaining that we have a lot of people who have been asking to buy Thrive Advanced.
Okay, sure.
Across the pond, in Europe, in the UK, but the shipping from the United States is just stupid expensive. And that's been a big deterrent, and you've agreed to pick up the product exclusively. No one else in Europe or the UK will have access to Thrive Advanced but Predator Nutrition. And we're really very hopeful that people will be responsive there. In fact, I've had several people tell me, especially in the UK, people are a lot more particular in the quality of the supplements that they buy as opposed to here in the United States. Do you think that's true?
No, definitely. I mean, there was a few scandals in the UK. I can think back probably 3 or 4 years ago where a big contract manufacturer was found to be, you can probably guess, spiking their protein. And I think the famous case was a protein that was supposed to be 80% protein and was tested, and it turned out to only be 20% protein. So obviously quite a significant difference.
You know, tomorrow on Casual Friday, Elisa Profumo will be doing an investigative report. There's a whole host of new protein scandals. Consumer Labs just finished a review of proteins. They not only looked at label claims, actual sugar versus claimed sugar, actual protein versus claimed protein, but they also looked at contaminants like lead and stuff. You're going to be shocked tomorrow if you tune into Casual Friday when you hear some huge names, including a very, very popular MLM here in the United States that markets through moms and stuff like that, have a ridiculous amount of lead per serving. So that's tomorrow's show. So make sure you tune in with that. But so we're using All American Pharmaceutical to produce Thrive Advanced. And one of the things that we required from them was that every batch we produce, they give us the post production lab analysis, and we post that right on the Thrive protein website for the whole world to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that sounds exactly you know, what really consumers in the UK in particular are looking for. You know, we do find that many of the brands in response to this, you know, starting to provide certificates of analysis, you know, this type of thing. Obviously, not to preempt your show, I don't know how they're going to look at how the actual protein is measured, but I know this is a particularly controversial subject. I did see the article by Anthony Roberts. I think that's somebody you know.
Yeah, he actually came on my show. Actually, Adele Moussa broke that story, and Anthony came on my show and talked about it. That was about a week or two ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if the same brands are involved. I know from our perspective, it is something that, you know, if I compare the market now, I don't know what the US is like, but certainly in Europe, compared to probably 5 years ago, the powder market does seem to be in something of a decline, you know, definitely. And there's a lot of people theorizing the reason for that is, you know, people don't trust the proteins anymore. So having a product like yours, which, you know, really goes the extra mile, you know, it's got your own assurance behind that. You know, lots of people obviously follow you and listen to Superhuman Radio. I think that's a great thing.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this, Reggie. So what Anthony said on the show was that he's starting to think that it's not the contract manufacturers or the individual companies, but he's thinking it goes further up than that. We talked about the fact that here in the United States and abroad, it's very popular now to take milk in its raw state and run it through molecular sieves to remove certain components of it. So, for instance, you see a lot of companies now selling a peptide, whey peptide products. Well, those peptides are being extracted from whey. They're not throwing the whey away. They're just selling it without those peptides in it, and someone's buying it and putting it in their product. So what Anthony said was, this is so widespread that he feels there are two big players in the commodity protein business, and he feels that it's up there that these products are being adulterated, changed, and so on. And because it's too widespread for there to be some sort of cooperative effort by a variety of contract manufacturers and supplement manufacturers to all be doing the same thing. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I did see the brands implicated, and, you know, if I have to guess who your big two are, one of those big two certainly owns two of those brands.
Right.
That were mentioned in that article. I would imagine that particular one, which is a very large dairy company, you know, I would imagine they must sell their actual powder to a lot of third parties, such as contract manufacturers. So, yeah, if what you're saying is correct and people are buying from a particular dairy company, then, yeah, I mean, I can see how it could be more widespread. At the same time, you know, I think, you know, there is more than one option, you know, more than two options as well, for companies which are looking to manufacture protein. So if these allegations are substantiated, I know there were some, you know, I know there have been some quibbles regarding the testing and analysis, the lack of peer review of that particular study, but still, you know, I do think it's incumbent really upon all brands that are selling a protein now to really go the extra mile and not just rely on the fact that just because you're buying it from a number one player in the market, you can assume that they have safeguards to ensure there is no adulteration of products.
Right. You know, the other thing is that because we wanted pastured, low heat pasteurized dairy protein and colostrum, it forced us to go to small producers. So we're not buying from companies like Glanbia or Fonterra. We're actually buying from small producers in the Midwest. And so in the beginning, that slowed us down from being able to produce a product because we had to tell them we wanted low heat pasteurized, which wasn't the standard for them, especially the colostrum. So it took us a while to actually acquire raw materials. But in retrospect, that was actually a good thing for us because I kind of feel like we sidestepped a lot of this nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I can, you know, I understand that exactly. You know, we do find, you know, it's ironic, the companies that are probably the biggest companies, you know, we do tend to see as a retailer when we're looking at third-party brands, you know, we do find that it's often the biggest companies with the most, you know, money, who, when you look at their formulas, you know, they're the ones that you look at and you think, is that really the clinically validated dose, or you just, you know, pixie dusting an ingredient because you're hoping consumers will buy it based upon your marketing. So it's no surprise for me that the bigger the companies, the more likely it seems to be that the proteins could be an issue.
Right. So I want to take a commercial break, but I want to ask you this question before we go into the break. I know Elisa, you and Elisa had shared some emails about the possibility of doing some sort of a pre-sale offer. Did that ever come to fruition? Did you ever come up with anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I said, you know, we need to discuss further and have a conversation around.
Okay.
Where it's being left, I don't think there's anything, you know, established at this point. It's something that, you know, I firmly plan to follow up with Elisa, though.
Okay, so we'll work that out later, and then I'll announce that to the audience later on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk to Reggie about the supplement industry right now in Europe and in the UK and what Predator Nutrition is up to. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or Predator Nutrition. To learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Reggie Joao, proprietor at Predator Nutrition, which services the United Kingdom and Europe. Reggie, do you don't service Canada, obviously. That's not a part of your bailiwick, right?
You know, we do. I mean, we ship globally, so, you know, we do have some customers in Canada, the USA as well.
Okay.
You know, there are certain products that we have that you probably can't still buy in the US, so, you know, we still ship them. If people want them, we'll ship it anywhere in the world, pretty much.
Okay. So, let's talk about Predator. What's new? What's exciting? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to tell people about? Maybe that are new additions to the line.
In terms of our line?
Yeah, your offerings, what you're offering right now. Other you know, other companies that you want to plug.
you know, I mean, I haven't really paid too much thought to that. I mean, I guess, you know, as a business, you know, we're always really focusing on bringing in, you know, niche products, products that kind of give us some level of differentiation versus the retailers in Europe. So, you know, your type of product is certainly in that category. You know, we're always looking really for the best products that are available in the USA. You know, we also work with some UK brands and, you know, work closely with them that are bringing out good products. I could see on the advert, you were mentioning Progenidrex, so that's something which we, you know, collaborated on with a colleague of yours, I believe, Rob
Regish. Yeah.
So, you know, we're always looking for those kind of things. And I guess, you know, the one, you know, big change for our business this year will be partly in response, actually, to these issues in relation to protein spiking and things like that. And we're actually going to launch our own private label, which is a, you know, Predator Nutrition branded label. And I think, you know, the big difference, if I look at the UK market compared to the USA, is over here, most people don't really buy through retailers anymore. And they're actually buying directly from manufacturers. So what you tend to find is a lot of the American brands, compared to where they were 3 or 4 years ago, they really struggle now in the market because, you know, obviously they're being sold through distribution partners, and then this causes a cost increase. So, you know, in the UK, they're quite uncompetitive now. So right. It's only really the novel, you know, unique products that we're really focused on now as far as, you know, American brands, you know, the likes of, you know, BSN, for instance.
Right.
You know, it's not really American anymore, but, you know, that's like a prototypical American company to me. And, you know, they really struggle now in the UK. I think they struggle to some extent in the States as well. But, you know, I think that's probably the big, you know, the big change, you know, between these two countries. The UK is very much price-focused and, you know, looking that now, almost singly.
Now you have bricks and mortar stores. You actually have stores where people can walk in and get help, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, if I think, you know, looking, stepping back slightly from our business, I mean, I guess we did start off as an e-commerce player. And, you know, if we look at e-commerce now in the UK, you know, you've got, you know, really significant companies. I mean, companies that are valued at billions, you know, bodybuilding.com, they have a UK distribution warehouse. You know, we have Amazon, obviously it's like an enormous company.
Right.
And within the UK itself, the biggest retailer in Europe, in fact, is a company called MyProtein, which is essentially a manufacturer selling directly to consumers. So I think, you know, when we look at these kind of big players, we're not going to be able to compete with them based upon just discounting because nobody can. So for me, having retail stores actually is something that we can offer to consumers over and above what a traditional e-commerce player can do. I think the combination of having stores, of having a good international presence, you know, we're going to hopefully have a US store in the next year or so, makes us somewhat different. As well as the, obviously the products, which are very, very different, I think, in terms of the products that we're really pushing.
See,
the products we sell are very different to what Amazon would sell.
A big complaint that we get here in the United States is like stores like GNC, for instance, or Vitamin Shop. They'll carry a lot of brands. The big complaints that we get here are twofold. Number one, people who shop at those stores will walk in and say, the person I spoke to knew nothing, really knew nothing. And then the other thing they say is, on top of them not knowing anything, they immediately wanted to switch me to a house brand.
Yeah.
I went in for, you know, Sivations, L-leucine, and they wanted to sell me the GNC brand, you know, not even L-leucine, just leucine.
Yeah.
And say, oh, it's the same thing, you know, it's cheaper. That's a big problem here. Is that a big problem abroad as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're always going to get companies, I think, in any industry trying to promote the products that, you know, make that company the most money. Having said that, you know, if you look at GNC specifically, the GNC company in America, GNC Holdings, I mean, they actually acquired a UK e-commerce player maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they actually ended up selling that company at a loss, a significant loss at the start of this year. So GNC, the American GNC, you're familiar with them. They're no longer in this market. And then the GNC brand, so just a quick story. GNC is the company, they came into the UK probably 20 years ago. It didn't work. They decided to sell their brand name to NBTY, which I think in America is more well-known as a manufacturer. So NBTY now runs that GNC brand, and even they, you know, have got, you know, inside knowledge, I guess. They're looking to basically pull that brand now from the market. So, you know, that kind of American retail model where, you know, customers come in, you know, we try and bait and switch them.
Right.
You know, it's not really of such relevancy just because, you know, the actual number of stores are very, very small. I mean, we do distribution as well, I think, you know, and, you know, we found just in our local area last year, maybe four stores, and there's only maybe seven closed down. So, you know, that's just the kind of rise of e-commerce, I think, as a business in the UK is much more, it's a much bigger part of retail sales in the UK than it would be in the States.
I want to wrap the interview up by coming back around, circling around back to Thrive Advance for a moment. So you're carrying Thrive Advance will give people where? Obviously the UK, but where in Europe will they have access to Thrive Advance now that you that Predator reaches?
Well, essentially, I mean, you know, I think we ship to every, certainly ship to every country in the European Union, so that's basically the whole of Western Europe. You know, unless you're maybe in Russia, places like that, you know, we can get you Thrive Advanced, you know, no matter where you live in Europe. I think something that's worth pointing out, because, you know, we do hear this from customers in Europe, because they probably have tried ordering products like Thrive Advanced from the USA, and either it takes forever, or customs can actually seize it and destroy it. I mean, protein, you know, imports are quite notoriously difficult. So, you know, I think they, when they're looking to import that product from the UK, they're not always aware that it's basically a simple process. There's no customs checks.
Right.
You know, if they order from us, we ship it same day. And they typically will get that product within a week. And if you're in countries that are closer to the UK, like Germany or the Netherlands, then you're looking more like 2 or 3 days, which I guess 2 or 3 days from a different country is a good shipping speed, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously the cost comes in. I feel so bad. I have... we're looking for a Canadian distributor that's in Canada, and I'm not having, you know, this is a tough deal. I've never been on this side of the table, Reggie, where I have a product and I'm trying to get people to sell it. I guess I was a bit naive that people would go, oh yeah, this guy's got an audience, Supium Radio, let's pick up his product. Because there's a couple companies in Canada that are big, you know, they want ridiculous things. They want free product and you know, oh, send us a couple cases and if it sells, we'll think about picking it up. It's like, no, I have a built-in audience in Canada. I have a built-in audience in the UK. I'm just going to tell my people to buy it from you. So it's not like it's going to sit on your shelf and gather dust. And so I've been really quite naive. So I have people from Canada ordering product. And, you know, they're ordering $200 worth of product and they're paying like $85 shipping. I'm like, this is just crazy. This is sad.
Mm. That is bad. $85 really from the USA. That's incredibly high. I mean, I think for us to ship to Canada, even a kilo, like, you know, I don't think your product is a kilogram. I think it's a pound, is it?
Yeah.
And literally shipping that to Canada, you know, don't quote me on this, but it's less than, I guess, you know, speaking in American dollars, it's around about $15, I think, if they buy.
I mean, that's great. That's like FedEx Ground inside the United States. So that's what I'm going to do. We're going to put on the website that Predator Nutrition is where people in the UK and EU and Canada should shop for Thrive. And if you can service Canada, that saves me from dealing with these guys who I just really get, like, I feel my hands get slimy when I'm talking to them. I'm thinking, really? So, we'll have a banner ad up on superhumanradio.com for that group of our audience, and we'll have it on the Thrive website. If people are ordering from the UK, EU, or Canada, we'll just have a link that they click and come right to the page on Predator Nutrition, and that solves the problem, because I feel horrible about these shipping rates. I feel horrible about them. They make me sad. So this will work out really
good. Definitely something that, you know, we can help, so,
yeah.
You know, I'm pleased to do so.
Yeah. Reggie, thanks so much for picking up the product, first of all. I really mean that. It really means a lot to me, and I'm hoping that it means a lot to the people who listen to the show from those countries, because they'll have access to the product. And also, thanks for making time to come on the show. I know you're a busy guy, and it's late there.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. It's late. Okay. I've got errands to run now, household errands. So, you know, thanks, you know, once again for having me. And I think just so everybody who's listening understands, I think we should expect the product into stock in around 2 weeks' time. So in 2 weeks' time, I'll give you a shout, Kyle, just so you can let your audience know.
Yeah, and maybe if you talk to work out with Elisa with some sort of a promotion, we'll push the heck out of it here, and we'll give you a lot of reasons to buy a lot more, okay?
No, most definitely I will do.
All right. Thank you, Reggie.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so that's it for today, folks. I've got really nothing else to talk about. I want to thank Jans Footit for coming on. It was a great interview with him, very philosophical, but it really does require the question, you know, how much stronger can we get with the bodies that we're given? I'm actually going to revisit this discussion with some other people. I've thought about having Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale come on, because Mauro's big into the research of gene editing and strength. And then also, from a historic perspective, I want to see if we can get Brooks Kubik back on. A lot of you probably wondering, where'd Brooks go? Brooks is working for a law firm now. He just doesn't have his Thursday afternoons available, and that's sad. But he obviously can come back on the show from time to time. And I'm going to ask Brooks if he wants to come on, looking from a historical perspective, how far can we go? Will we see a 1,000-pound clean and jerk 100 years from now? Is it possible? Will the human body change? Or will things like gene editing change what we can accomplish? So thanks to Jans Footit. Of course, Five Rings Barbell on Facebook. Check him out and friend him. And we'll see about it tomorrow with a Casual Friday. Elisa's going to break the news. There are a lot. I'm talking a lot. Three columns of protein powders that were reviewed by Consumer Labs. And a lot of them had problems. And you should know about that before you plunk down your hard-earned money. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.